This is January 30th, and tonight is questions and answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is a power for good in the universe, and we are all part of that power. And it is up to us to see that good in the universe, that good in ourselves, and that good in this world that we live in, including everyone that's in it, because it's all about seeing the good in life and letting the rest go. And the more you see the good in life, the more you'll see the good in life. It'll be everywhere present. And the more we are able as a collective consciousness to do that, all this other stuff will leave, because it's only because of our consciousness that we believe in good and evil instead of just in good. Because on this plane of action, we believe in duality. There is no duality in the mind of God. There is only good. God never sees evil, never sees anything bad. God can only see good, because that's what God is. It's good. So, we want to bring our consciousness to a point where we realize that. We also want to bring our consciousness to a point where we realize that we are one with good, we are one with God. We are all these things that we are talking about. It boils down to the idea what you are seeking is seeking you, and what you are seeking is inside of you. It's not on the outside of life. The outside of life is a movie that's going on that you're watching. You can change that movie anytime that you choose by changing what you are thinking about inside, what your consciousness is doing. So you have that power. You can train your mind. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use, and you can train it to do what you want it to do. Ernest Holmes in Science of Mind said you must learn to think the thought that you want to think, and you must learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. So what thought do you want to think? Do you want to think great, wonderful, magnificent thoughts about yourself? Wouldn't that be nice to always have your mind say you're a wonderful individual, instead of, oh, you've done this, you've done that, and I beat you up all the time? That is a choice. Get rid of that voice that's telling you that. Tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. This week I happened to turn on the TV, and they were doing, I don't know what channel ever I'm on, but it was Tony Bennett doing the duets with the different people, and one of the songs that I had forgotten, and I came back to me, and I thought, how wonderful, is The Sunny Side of the Street. It's your choice. Do you want to be on the sunny side of the street, or do you want to be on the dark side of the street, the shaded side of the street, where all the doomers and gloomers are? It's a choice. So when you're in that situation, say to yourself, I'm just going to walk over to the sunny side of the street and leave all my cares and worries behind, and stay in that light, stay in that wonderful consciousness that God is there. That this thing that we call God, this energy, this intelligence, this wisdom is coursing through me right here and right now. And I have the power to think the thought that I want to think. And I'm going to think that this is a wonderful experience that I'm having, and that I am a wonderful individual. I'm allowing this thing called God to express through me, that I am a divine expression of God. So that is how we change our consciousness. And this month we were talking about move to a different state. Move to a different state of consciousness. We have that ability. We must learn to start thinking God thoughts after it. How would God look at this? How would God? And here again, how do you do that? By using your imagination. Do I know what God's thinking? No, I do not know what God's thinking. But I'm sure God's not sitting around in a gloomy mood, thinking, oh, I've got to now send an earthquake or something to these people, or destroy a trailer park or something. God is not doing that. We are doing that stuff. And the world is going to have these, what we call disasters. Most of them are natural occurrences. So we learn to live differently. We learn to see things differently. That's all this journey is about. Seeing yourself and everything else in a different state of consciousness so that you can get rid of what I call the nits and fleas of life and all this turmoil and so forth that we see people going through for no reason whatsoever. For no reason whatsoever. Also, in Ernest Holmes' book, you know, the idea, is it necessary? You see, there's no necessity for most of this stuff. It's not necessary to think bad thoughts. We think it is because it's a habit, and we see everyone else doing it. We think, oh, well, that's necessary. We have to think that way because this, that, and the other thing. Because of this world and this thing called duality. So get rid of the idea that there's duality. You know, that there's only good. And when something doesn't look good, underneath it there has to be good because God is everywhere present. As they say in Unity, there's not a spot where God is not. So see that in every situation. See? And it will occur to you. But the whole idea is to move to a different state of consciousness. It is learning to change your thinking and not buying into the world out there and all the little things that the world has taught us. How many people still believe that if your feet get wet and cold and damp and your socks and shoes get cold and all that, that you're going to get a cold? You see, that's prevalent in race mind, that brings on colds. They disproved that, you know, in World War I, when they had to stand in trenches all the time with cold feet, and wet feet and all. They didn't get colds. So that we throw out. So you have to look at the different things that are going on around you. I said last week I helped a friend do lines and for a play. And the play is called Daughters. And her line, she's playing the mother, her line is, oh, I have to remind myself that the reason that we are here is to suffer. And after we die, God has a surprise for us. Now that is in race mind, people. Many people still think they're here to suffer. You are not here to suffer. This thing called God would not create you, put you on this beautiful planet, and then say, now suffer. I want to see you suffer. You know, if you have that type of a God, please get rid of that God, get rid of that idea, and know that God is always wanting nothing but good for you. That's God's plan for everyone, is good and only good. That's the will of God, is for good for everybody. Not to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever people think. I also mentioned last week that they have now on television, and they have 5 million people now on it, called Christian Mingles. And it's a dating service for Christians.
Singles.
And it says, meet God's...
Let God choose
for you. Yeah, let God... meet God's mate for you and so forth. God is not somewhere having a dating service going on. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. That's all race mind, and many people think, oh, God's getting the right person to come to me. No, you must get the right person to come to you, and you get the right person to come to you by falling in love with yourself. When you fall in love with yourself, the right person will appear. But people think, oh, I have to find the person to love me, and then that will work. No. Always from the inside out, life is a do-it-yourself project, and it's an inside job. You must change your mind. You must change your consciousness. Okay? So, this whole month we were talking about. Just move to a different state of consciousness. And do that. And start in your morning and say that to yourself. I'm going to... Don't carry all this other stuff. When people tell you a story, don't take it anywhere. If people are gossip, don't take it anywhere. Let it stop. Let it stop. You know, that's enjoyable when we think, oh, everyone's doing that and this and the other thing. That's no way to go through life. You know, you can have maybe fun every once in a while with that. But as I also said, we can no longer, in our spiritual development, we can no longer afford the luxury of negative thinking. We just can't afford that luxury. You have to think positive. And when the negative comes in and you start to get out of that situation immediately, and don't do it. I often use the analogy, if you go to a movie house now, these multiple plex things, they have so many movies going, go to you pick what movie you want to see. If you don't want to see a horror movie, you don't go into a horror movie. You have choice. That's what life is all about, is choice. You can choose the movie that you want to watch. That's the movie that you are producing in the theater of your own mind. So what do you want to produce in there so that you see it on the screen of life? The screen of life is out here, and it's completely neutral. If you go to a a theater, and there you see the screen before it starts to project something, it'll project anything. That screen will project anything. That's what life does. It projects anything. It's completely vacant till you start to project something on the screen. Then you start to think that what you see on that screen is real. You start to think and say, this life I'm having is real. You see? And it's not. It's a projection of your own mind. And it's done with your expectations. You see, you're doing it. We do not see with our eyes, we see with our mind. So what is inside of your mind? You can change anything that's in there. And it doesn't matter how long you've had it, and it doesn't matter where it came from. Just tell yourself, I'm letting it go. It is no longer serving me. I'm just letting it go out. And let it go out. So, with that said, I will open it for questions and answers.
I have a question about when it feels like there's a block for like money coming into you, and the difference between that and poverty consciousness. Like, I feel like I've done a lot of work on myself as far as, you know, getting out of poverty consciousness, but I've certainly given myself a lot of opportunity to not have the money that I would like to have. So question is, what's the difference between poverty consciousness and just a block in flow of money?
Well, a poverty consciousness or a lack and limitation consciousness, most people have. The world teaches lack and limitation. It doesn't teach prosperity and abundance. In order to get over a block, when I have a block in prosperity, I go out and buy something. And I give it to somebody else. And now I say to myself, I have the money to do this, you see. I have the money to do this. You must step out in that faith. You cannot, when a block comes of any type, you have to get the circulation going again. And the way we get the circulation is to give. And as soon as you give, you start to receive. It's just a constant. I told you the idea of the puppet, didn't I? That as soon as I gave the puppet away, a new one came and replaced it immediately. I was going to say within a few hours. I had said I was giving that puppet away. But it seemed like in no time flat, the girl knocked on the door and for something else and looked around and said, oh, you like puppets? I have one. And she went home. She lives in my thing. Never been in my house, and I only see her every once in a while. Came back with a gorgeous puppet about that high, completely in gold, that she bought when she was in Tibet. And said, this is for you. So I gave one, I get another back. Now I gave that one away too. I'm waiting to see what comes back from that. My cousin and his wife were with me for these 4 days. I don't know. Well, I gave the wife all my mother's jewelry. I had it, and I said, there's no sense for it to be in the closet. Here, you may have all this jewelry. And I also happened to have a beautiful Chinese jewel box. I said, take that too. And Dennis, my cousin, he wanted a calligraphy brush that I had. Well, I forget what all he wanted. And anything they want, I said, take it. They had to go to Federal Express. And I said, well, you can carry it on a plane. Well, it got too big. It got too. They couldn't. They had to go to Federal Express and have it shipped back home, all the stuff I gave them. Now, some of them were little things, and you know, but I didn't want them anymore. You get rid of that stuff. It'll all come back. And that's how you do it. Now I'm going to tell you personally how to build your prosperity consciousness, Andy. You have a wonderful piece of artwork. Do you look at that and know that it's a wonderful piece of artwork and say, oh, look, I have an original piece of art?
Well, I did that just today.
Good. You must keep doing that. And say, I deserve this piece, and it's one of a kind, it's a whatever you want to do. That builds a prosperity consciousness. See? That's how you do that. And if you remind me, I'll take you to that artist. I know where that artist is, and I'll take you to him. So, that's how you unblock things, that's how you keep this whole thing going. You have to have the faith. You have to have that it's always going to come back to you, that God is always your source and your supply, and the more you give, the more you get. Yes. Make sense? Does that help you? Because we get into that mood, we think, oh, I can't give that away, you know. And I, as I said, now I had some of the jewelry. It took me a minute in my consciousness to give it away. Some were diamond rings and so forth. But I said to myself, what am I doing with this stuff? It's in a closet. No one ever sees it. It has to get out and about, too. It has to get out and about, too. And I could have said, oh, I feel so good that I have all these jewels in my closet. What good is that? That's storing up something. You know, I don't need to store up that stuff. That's not what I'm storing. So I just get rid of that stuff. So, does that help you? You have a question? It's questions and answers.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you have forgotten that you're the Fun and Entertainment Committee, and God is the Ways and Means. So when you visualize something, you don't write down all that stuff. God's doing that for you. So here's what you're doing. You're trying to work harder than God. So don't work harder than God. Now, you said you visualize. Visualizing is a wonderful technique, and it will bring things to you, but you have to add feeling. How will you feel? And then you have to feel that feeling right here and right now, because it's the feeling that hooks it and brings it to you. This is why so many people visualize, and it takes forever. But if you can get the visualization and the feeling, you will have an instant demonstration. That help you?
Yes. Tell us.
Yes.
I'm trying to demonstrate good health.
Yes.
I am not getting that.
Yes.
And also, what you think about, you bring about.
Yes.
Why is it I'm experiencing all these ill effects?
You're not thinking about them. I'm assuming you're not saying, oh, I'm falling apart, I'm doing this or that. No. So why it's happening is a question that I may not be able to answer. But I can tell you, if you sit down and realize that inside of you, every cell of your body is working for you, that every cell of your body is a God center, and you build on that, and you just keep saying that to yourself, and realize that God is working in, as, and through you, and cleaning and cleansing and doing that for you, these things will subside. What has happened to you, you have gotten into the medical profession. So they're trying all these things. Now, I'm not telling you not to use doctors, but we get caught up in it sometimes. And before we know it, even though your thinking is there, they have said, oh, try this, do this, and they keep you on the treadmill. And you have to step off the treadmill. But don't do it, you know, till you're strong enough to do it and you don't need that anymore. But we fall into that little trap, you know, the medical trap. So, and I think that's what happened to you. So, you see every cell in your body as renewing itself, as resurrection, as a God center, and that you are completely healthy. Now, try you visualize and feel what you felt like when you were a child dancing. Keep that, not what you feel now, not with any of this. You see yourself at the bar. You see yourself doing that. Bring that feeling back to you and say, that health has not left me. That health has not left me. And I will work for you every day. I will do treatments. Okay? Does that help you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Scott, I see you over there.
I really have a question. I know one thing I've been struggling with since everyone's kind of
No.
This one. I'm trying to get up early every morning and exercise, but I've been completely not doing it. For like the last 4 weeks, I've been like, okay, this is it. And I just can't get myself to do it.
Oh.
What would you suggest?
How about changing the time of day?
Okay.
Could you do it another time of day? Yes, try a different time of day, and then we'll talk about it. But when you haven't accomplished that in the morning thing, now don't punish yourself about it. But each time you try, you make the thing stronger. Meaning, when I say the thing, meaning that you will eventually start to exercise. You see, it took me 20 years to stop smoking. But I never gave up in those 20 years. You know. So don't give up on yourself. It's going to work. It's doing your mind again. Yeah. It's doing your mind. So see yourself exercising. See yourself with muscles or whatever it is you want to see. And then set your alarm 5 minutes. Just in the first, get up 5 minutes early and do one little thing. Go, okay. And that will start the process. So you always have to start something. It's the starting that's difficult. But get up 5 minutes early and do one little thing, that's all. And then it will build on itself. See, we want everything instantly. We think everything is going to happen overnight. Things can happen overnight, and it can happen in the twinkling of an eye. But what stops us from doing that? You didn't get the way you are not exercising overnight. It took you years. So it's going to take a little longer to break that habit. You see, you have been sick a while. So you see, we get accustomed to that. So you take a minute now to get accustomed to being well. And you'll do it. You can do it. You know this teaching. You have a mind, and it's always mind, people. It's always mind that's doing it. The body has no causation of its own. Medical people want to tell you that the body has causation of its own, but it doesn't. It's the mind that has the causation. If the body had causation, if the body had its own causation, your legs would get up and walk away from you. And they don't.
Speaking of changing things in an instant, if we are where we are because of our habitual thought, mm-hmm. and we continually manifest mm-hmm. much the same things that we do from day to day,
right.
If we want to make a quantum leap, to a different paradigm, a different level of work or prosperity, what's the best way to go about that?
I'm going to tell you. Do you remember what you said at the very beginning?
That if you have a habitual way of thinking,
yes.
you keep manifesting the same things over and over.
Yes. And yeah, that is absolutely true, and that's what happens, because the same thought always produces the same result. It's a mathematical equation. But people think that they can think the same thought and produce something different from it. You cannot do that. It will always come out exactly the same way. And some people, you'll hear people say, well, I've been thinking that for 30 years, I've been trying to do, but that's the same thought. So you have to put a new thought in there. Now, I'm going to give you a technique and order on how to do that. You have to make a shift in consciousness, but it has to be it doesn't have to be a big shift in consciousness. It can be just a slight shift in consciousness. So, think of your consciousness or your mind here as an egg. Now, all you want to do is crack it, not break the egg. Just make a crack in that. And that's the crack in your consciousness. Now, you have a crack. You can visualize a crack in your consciousness. Now, this thing called God will seep in. And as that God power seeps in to your consciousness, new thoughts are going to come with it. And the old thoughts are going to leave you. Now, what did we just use there, Andy?
Our imagination.
Yes. You have to use your imagination. You have to see yourself at the bar.
But how did I attract this to me?
Don't go there. That's not necessary. If you were in therapy, they would want you perhaps to know that. We do not need to know that. What you need to know is it has served its purpose and it's on its way out. That's all you need to know. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in analyzing. And when you get stuck in analyzing, it's going to cause paralysis. It always does, because there's no solution to it. Go to the thing, oh well, so what? I'm changing my mind about this right here and right now. You see? And don't punish yourself about that. You see, the world wants you to know the reasons for something. You may know the reason, you may not. You can go to talk therapy and you may come up with a reason, but I can tell you, most of the time it's not the right reason. You just came up with one. So, in this teaching, we don't do that. We just say, I don't know what's going on here. I'm tired of what's going on here. I'm changing my mind. What I'm doing now is not serving me, so I'm letting it go. And you just let it go. That's all you do. Just let it go. Because if you continue that, then you're going to start not to like yourself. And then you're not going to love yourself. And you're going to think there's something wrong with you because you can't find the reason. We don't want that. We don't want that. But that's the way it works. You can't with that reasoning. It'll get to you, and then you won't like yourself. You'll punish yourself because you think you're bad. This must have come upon me because of this, because of that. It just came. And what you have to know in this life is everything comes into existence to go out of existence. It came to pass. What you are having now came to pass. You now want to see it going out. And not hold on to it. It came in to go out. That's all you need to know. Okay? And use the crack. Let it come in. It's all it takes. Yes, and
I was just thinking about one of the things that's talked about is always trying to reach for a better feeling better, whether it's because you're in a bad place of thinking or a mood or health, reaching for a better feeling. And I realized earlier today that I was like, oh, I just feel okay today. And I had forgotten to try to feel better. And I think it's like, well, nothing's too bad, so I'm just going to not worry about it. And it's like, I don't know if it's amnesia or...
No, it's because of the world. The world teaches mediocrity. See? And you have to recognize that. People say, oh, well, it's okay. I'm all right today. That's okay. Okay. Who wants to be? You want to be vibrant. So... make yourself vibrant. Feel, you know, that life, that power. It was feel more. Ethel was the wife. Myrtle was the wife. What was his name? Well, anyway, I will think of his name in a minute. The founder of Unity, and in his 90s, still said, I sizzle with life. I sizzle with life. And I don't know, when I use that and see that, I see something in the frying pan sizzling, you know, and bubbling. And that's what you want, that feeling of something bubbling up inside of you. Get excited about life. You didn't ask anything.
I don't really have a question, but I do have a comment. You said a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about how you didn't really read, but then you said that you were a reader and you became a reader.
Yes.
Well, I did that, but more with being active. Like I kept saying I'm active. And I've been so busy lately, and I've been having so much fun, and like I've been, and mostly I wanted to be active because I want to work out. And
wow.
I've been doing that and taking classes and doing that too, so it's been, it really worked. Like the feel, like I got the feeling, you know, I'm active, so I was active. And
yes.
That really helped.
Yes. You can, after you make an affirmation, you have to live with that, at that demonstration. You have to live at the level of that. People say, when I said I wanted to be a reader, I could sit here for the next 100 years and say I want to be a reader. If I didn't go out and buy a book and start to read, I wouldn't be a reader. But I made the affirmation, and then I went and did something about that. That's the whole idea of treat and move your feet. You say you have to put wings on your affirmations. Now they have to go someplace, and you have to do something about that. You see? Now I am, you know, I'm giving books away constantly. Every morning I read for 2 hours every morning. But I could have, if I said I'm a reader and thought that affirmation was going to work, it wouldn't have worked unless I would have picked up a book. You see? And that's what people say, oh, I want to lift weights, you know, or I want big muscles. Well, you can sit here all day long and say, oh, I want these big, powerful muscles. If you don't pick up a weight or go to the gym, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. The affirmation gets you started. You must start then, and then it backs itself up. It just works faster that way, you see. And it's convincing yourself of the thing, you see. We're just always convincing ourselves. And not letting the world convince us that something else is going on. We have the power to do that. To be our own authority in life. Never give your power away and never give your authority away. You can go to any specialist, you can do all that and get all their opinions and so forth, but then you must decide what you want to do with that. Yes, Mr. Prosperity.
Okay, so this works for ourselves, right? We can't really affect other people, correct? I just have a question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do. Just for using specific examples. I'm hosting my own travel show that Andy knows about because he helped me develop the idea several years ago. And I have a contact right now. I used to work with him on History Channel, but he just became VP in development of productions on Travel Channel, which of course is just my show on Travel Channel. And I know we probably can't do anything right now just because of the production and the agent situation, but I'm sending him my sizzle reel tomorrow that I've worked on. Is there anything I could do, like send out positive energy, or like is there any way I can...
Well, you could always send out positive energy, and you want to send out positive energy. And the one of the things you want to do right now is correct what you just said. What did you just say? You never even heard it.
Just logistically that the show couldn't get picked up right now.
Yeah. You don't know that. Is that true, false, or you don't know?
I think it's true.
Why do you think it's true? Because somebody told you that, and because that you say that's the way the industry works and all this, so you see, you made that come. You did that to yourself. You must never do that. So you say, this is a wonderful idea, and it has a place right here and right now, and I'm sending this out, and you put your whole thing in there. That's that idea that I talked about years ago. Let your spirit go before you and make the way clear. You see, so then you don't know when that gets there. Somebody could say, oh, this is wonderful, knock this off, we'll do this one, we'll take this. But you cannot say to your son, I see here again, you've left Fun and Entertainment and you've become Ways and Means.
Yeah.
By saying, oh, now I know this isn't because of this. No, you cannot do that to yourself. You see? Does that help you?
Is it helpful to, like, visualize him, like, seeing it and liking it? Or
well, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, let your spirit go before you and make the way clear. You do that constantly. If you go to auditions, you go to anything you do, you send your spirit ahead of you. Your spirit always arrives before you. This, you were here long before your physical body came into that chair. So then you'll see how that works when you let the spirit make the way clear for you. When people have difficulties and so forth, it's because they don't send their spirit ahead of them. You can change anything with your send the spirit. Now, how do you do that? Is that what you're going to ask next? You think, you visualize, and you see the spirit going out and making the way clear for you. Yes, absolutely. Right. And that's already a success. Your show is already a success. So you have to know that. Okay, Mr. Atlas.
You heard it clear across the room.
You see, that's that whole idea of just knowing that this stuff works and so forth, and going to that different state of consciousness, and not that you left the world come right into you by saying, well, at this time the production or whatever, you immediately stopped it before it went anywhere. Why do you think you did that?
So that I wasn't
disappointed.
My expectations.
Absolutely. It's all about that, and that's the world, and your parents probably taught you that. Don't ask for too much. Don't expect too much. Don't do this. Why don't you expect everything? You know, we don't always get what we want, but we always get what we expect. Always get what we expect. And how many times do you hear that? I expected that to happen. I expected that. I expected it. We don't always get what we want, but we always get what we expect. So expect that to do well. See it doing well. That's becoming a witness to your own thinking. You have to hear yourself and know what your mind is saying. You know, every word goes out of you. It has power. So, remember, it's a vibration. That's how we brought this world into a being. Remember, God spoke the word, and the word was, and the word became flesh. It's all done with vibration. Word is vibration. And it goes someplace and does something. But the world teaches us, and we teach, don't get your expectations up too high. Don't expect too much. That's the mind wants to protect you. Protect you from what? You say, there's only God and only good. Oh, yeah. Yes. So have an expectation of good.
As you were talking the last 5 minutes, I remembered something else that you said a long time ago. God makes a way where there appears to be none.
Yes, always. How do you get it out? Well, now that you use the word seed, then see your mind as a garden and get in there with a hoe and get rid of that seed. I'm always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. Yes, absolutely, always, and we forget that constantly. I had a client today immediately, and he said, this was his last visit, he said. I said, okay, then let's go down the line here and the things that are important. And of course, the most important thing is, God is always your source and your supply. The next thing to remember is order is the first law of heaven. Put your life in order. It's the first law of heaven. And then, pardon? Put all your stuff in order. If you have a messy room or whatever you're doing, you have to have order in your life. Because whatever you see in front of you, a messy room and so forth, I can tell you right away, then your consciousness and your thinking is messy. If your consciousness and thinking were in order, your room would be in order. Because it's from the inner to the outer. And that's, you know, people say, how do you know these things? I observe, I look around, and I can tell you. Do you remember the story when I told you 30 years ago when I was doing AIDS with AIDS people and so forth? I knew exactly the ones that were going to die immediately because the trash was never taken out, the ashtrays were piled high, the room was disheveled. Not a good consciousness for wellness. Not a good consciousness for wellness.
What if your organization...
No, Adam, I want to ask one more. Okay. I want to add one more thing here. And the other thing you have to do is, and we all forget this, is seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all else will be added unto you. But what you're concentrating on is unto you. You want to get all that stuff. Before you seek the kingdom of heaven, you think, well, once I get all that, then I'll get heaven. No, you have to get heaven first, and then all that stuff will come. What does that mean, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven? That means peace and quiet and harmony in your thinking. That's what heaven is. And you get that, and all the other stuff will come. Everything else is a side effect of your thinking, of your consciousness. That's your money and everything. Now, I just want to... They were the three things that's very important.
Guys, because you were talking about organization.
Yeah.
What if you're organizationally challenged? Like, I seem to have this great block... getting things in order.
Well, yes, and you probably will, because you keep telling yourself that. So why don't you listen to what your daughter said?
I organize and get a feeling about it, and then be organized.
Thank you. The mind hears everything you say, and the mind will not argue with you and say, oh, no, you are organized, Andy, and I'm going to help you. You say, I'm not organized, your mind says to you, yes, Andy, you're absolutely right, you're not organized, and I'm going to make it more disorganized. Starts inside. I know this is sometimes, it's so fun. Always it starts inside of you. And you have to hear what you're saying. You have to become a witness to your own thinking. So, now, if it's overwhelming, anything can be overwhelming. Now, Andy, you are very good at organizing, number one. I can tell you that because you set this room up and you put it back very quickly. So you have organizational skills. Now you have to give yourself credit for that. But you think, oh, I don't have organizational skills in that. If you know you have organizational skills here, then you have organizational skills everywhere. Now, the other thing that we look at something, and it's overwhelming to us, and you say, I can't organize this. You see? You can. That's the idea. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. But you try to swallow the whole elephant and then you can't do it. No, this is, and we, all of us do that. We look at the whole, oh, I've gone into a disaster's area. So I can tell you, and I go, my mind goes, ooh, oh, oh, oh. I say to myself, start, Dallas. One move, one chair. And before long, they'll all be where they're supposed to be. But if you look at it all and you think, oh my God, I have all this to do, you'll never get it done. Do one. And you put a film together, for Christ's sake. And you edited that film. So get yourself, where did you get this idea that you're not organized?
By looking at my back room.
Well, then move one thing and one thing at a time and get it fixed. Right. Do the affirmation and then make it come true by doing something about it. Go back to your daughter's thing. Or use mine. I am a reader. I am organized. Then, start organizing.
GPS first came out. My friend had a GPS in his car. And so I was just playing. I was fascinated by it. But I thought it'd be funny. I put it in Wrigley Field. And it said, go left. And I felt like, wow. That's the first step. You go left.
Yeah.
To get to Wrigley Field.
Yeah. This is a very simple teaching and a very simple philosophy. And you just have to use your mind. The greatest thing here is your mind, is your thinking. And we let it go all over. We do not control our thinking. But you have to be diligent and you have to become a witness to your thinking. You have to say, I have trained myself to hear what I'm saying. And I've trained myself to listen to what other people are saying. I can correct them. You know, I can get rid of all of it. But they don't hear it, you know. You have to hear what you're saying. The world is very convincing and so is your mind. And it will convince you every time. Now, does anyone remember what Mary Baker Eddy said?
About the lawyer?
Yes.
You must argue with your mind like a lawyer in front of a judge, and you must always win.
Yes. You must always win. Do not let your mind win. Do not let race mind win. Say. You have that power. You have that gift even to be able to do that. But you have just become conditioned from the world. And you've become a puppet to that conditioning. Now it's time to change that conditioning. The other thing that you have to know about this teaching is there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you have chosen a different way to go through life. When you choose a different way to go through life, you must change your thinking or you're going to live the same life. So, it starts inside of you. It starts with your consciousness. Make a crack there allow this energy, this wisdom, and this intelligence of God to fill, to come in. As it comes in, let it take everything out with it. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.